From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting an earthquake in Afghanistan and Pakistan. Nearly 300 people were killed, 1,700 injured. The U.S. Geological Survey says the quake was centered in northern Afghanistan and registered a magnitude 7.5. VOA's Ayaz Ghul witnessed the quake.
This was around lunchtime, 2 p.m. Local time, when this earthquake struck Pakistan, and it was so strong that we could even feel it here in Islamabad, and I was with my family, and we all had to flee the home, and we took refuge among this big group of people who were already out there on the street, and we could see our homes, our houses and buildings around us. They were really shaking.
The casualty figures are expected to rise. A raid on an Islamic State cell in southeastern Turkey has left two Turkish police officers and seven militants dead. Security officials said five police officers were wounded and 12 militants were captured. The United States and Indonesia have agreed to deepen cooperation. President Barack Obama met Monday with Indonesian President Joko Widodo for talks the White House says are part of the U.S. effort to rebalance toward the Asia-Pacific region.
I think our meeting today helped to emphasize the nature of what we believe is a key strategic partnership.
Topics included climate change, security, trade, terrorism, and maritime cooperation. An opposition leader is claiming victory in Sunday's Republic of Congo referendum because of what he calls a very poor turnout. Guy Kinfosio-Romaine, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, says Congolese people heeded the opposition's call to stay at home. This is VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is considering revoking some benefits and travel rights for Palestinians living in East Jerusalem. The action comes in response to the continuing wave of violence in Israel and the West Bank. Thousands of mostly Middle Eastern migrants continue pushing toward the Balkans, through the Balkans, toward Western Europe. European Union leaders continue to search for a way to avert a humanitarian disaster with winter approaching. EU leaders Sunday agreed to expand reception centers in Greece to accommodate 100,000 more migrants. However, they have yet to bridge political differences between governments willing and unwilling to provide long-term shelter. Officials in Haiti are counting ballots from Sunday's election. It is a lengthy process that will take at least a week. Election observers say Sunday's vote was largely free of the violence that plagued elections in August. The polls leading up to Argentina's presidential election Sunday got it wrong. Numerous surveys indicated ruling party candidate Daniel Scioli, President Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner's chosen successor, would win enough votes for an outright victory, but he didn't. 56-year-old Mauricio Macri, the center-right mayor of Buenos Aires, is running neck and neck with Scioli. That virtually ensures that the country will have a runoff election on November 22nd. The World Health Organization says eating processed meats such as ham, sausages, bacon, and hot dogs can cause cancer. The WHO says eating red meat probably does too. The report by the WHO's International Agency for Research on Cancer evaluated more than 800 studies from several countries about meat and cancer. Dana Loomis is a researcher in cancer.
Processed meat has been classified as carcinogenic along with other well-known substances, including tobacco smoking and asbestos, even air pollution. But it's important to recognize that those classifications relate to the strength of scientific evidence for carcinogenicity and not to the level of risk.
The North American Meat Institute is having none of it. It refuted the report, saying dozens of studies show no correlation between meat and cancer. Hundreds of separated family members from North and South Korea briefly reunited on Monday and then bid emotional farewells. Many of the 250 South Koreans who participated in the second round of family reunions at the North Korean Mount Kumgang Resort likely will not see their families again. The Korean Red Cross helped organize the reunions. Taking a brief look at markets for Monday, on Wall Street, U.S. stock indexes down, European markets mixed, Asian markets on Monday were mixed. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.